We at NPR News have high journalistic standards, so I sat down with Cookie Monster for an exclusive interview.
One thing we've been wanting to know is...
What?
Is it true you eat things other than cookies?
Eat everything. Yeah, one cannot live on cookies alone. Yeah, meat, vegetable, fruit, meat, fish, bicycle, truck. Me once ate fire hydrant. Me monster. Yeah, nom 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 nom. Me getting kind of hungry now.
The Cookie Monster has always been voracious, but he didn't always eat cookies, or at least his predecessor didn't. Years before Sesame Street, Muppet creator Jim Henson made a very similar monster who ate snack foods in television commercials. Cheryl Henson, Jim's daughter and president of the Henson Foundation, says then he ate computers.
He devoured machines for an IBM industrial film, which was a film to entertain the IBM executives.
This is a recorded analytic program readout to be utilized by engineering personnel exclusively.
He just crunched up machines and gobbled them all up.
The quantum polarization of the energy transfer involved herein.
The big difference between that puppet and the final Cookie Monster is that this one had teeth, and those came out for eating cookies.
So the basic look and spirit were there, but the character we know today was still a ways off. Enter puppeteer Frank Oz. For nearly 30 years, Henson and Oz were an extraordinary team. Cheryl Henson says they shared a subversive sense of humor. Their Muppets were regulars on the Ed Sullivan and Tonight shows. Frank Oz says the idea for Cookie Monster began on a Muppet game show.
I remember that Jim played Guy Smiley, who was the host of the show.
Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Game. This is a show.
And there was a character who was just a monster. And the monster won on the show, and he had a choice.
You can choose either an all-expense-paid two-week vacation in Hawaii, along with a new car, a new house, and $10,000 in cash.
Oh, Ralph!
Or a cookie.
And he chose the cookie.
Cookie!
A cookie!
Cookie!
Give that man a cookie!
And I remember us screwing around with that, and that, I think, is the beginning of it.
Ultimately, Cookie Monster was the brainchild of several people improvising, writers and producers like John Stone and Jeff Moss, and puppet builder Don Saline.
It just happened during performance and with the writers and Jim, innately and organically.
Now, what starts with the letter C?
Cookie Monster's anthem was written by longtime Sesame Street composer Joe Raposo.
Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
But the person who gets the most credit for Cookie Monster is Frank Oz. He was known for taking Muppet character development seriously. He also did Miss Piggy and Bert, among others. Sesame Street veterans Chris Cerf and Norman Stiles worked on the show throughout the 1970s and 80s. They say Frank Oz wouldn't break character as Cookie Monster, even when they were writing.
So it wouldn't be, you know, Frank saying, well, I'm not sure that this works or that works or whatever it would be.
What do you think? Maybe we do this? Maybe what do you think? Maybe we should hold Cookie over here.
I mean, Frank puts everything that you can into that part. And people have really said this when they analyze it. It's really like Frank's id. You know, it's just with no control on it whatsoever.
We got to taste cookies soon, or we're going to go crazy.
Oh, and Bert is the exact other half of Frank that's very worried about everything and very square.
Frank Oz doesn't perform on Sesame Street anymore, but he is still the best person to answer the question, who is Cookie Monster?
He's a very sensuous monster, very tactile, as opposed to many of us who need many things to try and make us happy. He only needs one thing, and that's a cookie. And he's insatiable. He's not intellectual. He's not that smart. As I said, he's very sensual and tactile, but that's pretty much him.
My name is Annette Bening, and I'm going to talk about here and there. And Cookie Monster's going to help me. Right, Cookie Monster?
Wait, fine. Why are we here, Annette, and not there, Annette? Huh? Where you put cookies?
Another reason Cookie Monster is so appealing, says Norman Stiles, is that he's sweet.
In all of, you know, his monomania, that would not stop him from caring about somebody else.
You finished?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Now, that all cleared up. Let us leave. here and go there with cookies, okay?
Okay, Cookie Monster.
Okay.
Now we'll go there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Not yet, Cookie Monster.
What?
We haven't finished talking about here and there. I have another question I want to ask you.
He's not going to knock anybody over to get the cookie. He's going to try to get around them to get the cookie. He's going to beg for the cookie. He's going to, oh, please.
Sesame Street producers tried to rein in Cookie Monster's obsession a few years ago as part of their Healthy Habits for Life campaign. He started singing, "Cookies are a sometimes food." For a while, there were rumors that he'd be replaced by a veggie monster. It wasn't true, but a Sesame Workshop executive says they were inundated with mail from angry fans. More than 3,000 of them signed an online petition. "What's wrong with you people?" one of them wrote. To quote the monster himself, "C is for cookie, and that's good enough for me."
So we done?
We're done.
It's over? No more talking?
No more talking.
You aren't going to need this microphone anymore? Wow, that's solid. That's solid steel. This is going to be a challenge. Delicious.
Oh, man, that kills me. That special cookie profile brought to us courtesy of NPR's Elizabeth Blair.